Jesus is seemingly too much. It's too much for the people that are there. Too much is the way that he speaks and has authority. It'd be a very interesting situation. You come upon an accident scene. There are police that are there. People are milling about, doing things. And all of a sudden, these people show up that do not look like police, dressed in simple clothing. They say a few things to the police officers, and the police pack up their stuff and leave. It would make one question or wonder. It's like, by whose authority did these people come in here and send these others away? But clearly they must have authority. So either Jesus is in league with the high authority of demons, or someone with more authority is now present. So it's interesting because they can conclude one way because they don't want to welcome Jesus. They don't want to accept him. So they make the assumption that he's in league. He's in league with them. That's how he has authority. That's how he can say, go, and they go. Or God is present. God who has absolute authority. God too can say, go, and the demons must go. But that would be too much. Jesus, you're too much. How you demonstrate your authority is too much. And so they put him in his box so that they can understand why he is doing what he is doing. Jesus says to them very clearly, if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Now is the time. My brothers and sisters, now is the time. It's interesting because we can be so critical of the people in the gospel text, and we can say, had I been there, had I seen Jesus do what he did, then I definitely would have believed in him. Would you? Or would you be caught in the cultural reality in which these people find themselves, trying to fathom the truth that God had become flesh and was in their midst? If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. You see, the hardening of one's heart is a response, right? If today you hear his voice, the voice speaks, an invitation, a gracious word, a mercy, I said invitation already. Maybe I did. Invitation twice. God speaks something, and he awaits our response. One of the responses what the psalmist, maybe King David, invites us to do is not to make our response a hardened heart. It seems like we have, in our freedom, the ability to harden our heart against the word that is spoken. We hear this refrain over and over and over throughout the course of Lent, because it is always an invitation for us. As a season, the church walks with those that are coming to faith, right? They're coming into the last final stretches. They're coming to faith, and they're going to be baptized and confirmed, and they're going to participate in the Eucharist for the first time. And we as a church are accompanying them. It is necessary for the church to accompany them because we are always in need of the renewal of our own walk of faith, to deepen it, to make it more real, to make it more real, for it to be more real in the everyday choosing of our life. That the truths that were spoken to us in the beginning continue to be spoken and are opening of our hearts in new ways to a deeper and more profound conversion of heart and transformation in the freedom of being beloved sons and daughters of God. So the refrain today is not just for new believers. It's not for the people outside of the church. It is for you and for me. Today, when you hear the voice of the Lord speak to you, an invitation, a mercy, or love, do not harden your heart to his word, but receive it and be changed in the receiving. Amen.